Today we're reading from the 8th chapter of Majjalila, which we've been on for a long time here, the Manna, maybe a couple of months already. We're going to read a few verses up to this verse. 195. It's a long chapter. Text 195. Translation. O my Lord, you live in the forest of Govardhan Hill. And like the king of elephants, you are expert in the art of conjugal love. O master of the universe, your heart and Srimati Radharani's heart are just like shellac and are now melted in your spiritual perspiration. Therefore, one can no longer distinguish between you and Srimati Radharani. Now you have mixed your newly invoked affection, which is like vermilion, with your melted hearts, and for the benefit of the whole world, you have painted both your hearts red within this great palace of the universe. Purport. This verse, quoted by Ramananda Roy, is included in Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjvala Nilamani 14155. Who knows what shellac is? Yes? That's a type of cosmetic made from shells. Nice. Vermilion is the red kumkum powder that ladies put on their part and decorate their feet with, and their hands sometimes. So Radharani, Krishna and Radharani have become indistinguishable. Ekatmanav, Jyoti, Radha Krishna, Ekatmanav, Bhuvi, they have become indistinguishable in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are one, but they have separated eternally for pleasure pastimes, and now they have reunited in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, completely absorbed in the mellows and mood of Srimati Radharani, the greatest devotee, his Ladini Shakti. Text 196, translation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed these verses recited by Sri Ramananda Roy, saying, this is the limit of the goal of human life. Only by your mercy have I come to understand it conclusively. 197. The goal of life cannot be achieved unless one practices the process. Now being merciful upon me, please explain that means by which this goal can be attained. So in this conversation, back and forth between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this verse, or the last few things that Ramananda Roy has said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now saying, this is it. This is the final goal. This is the full conclusion of the absolute truth. Text 198. Srimad Ramananda Roy replied, I do not know what I am saying, but you have made me speak what I have spoken, be it good or bad. I am simply repeating that message. 199. Translation, within these three worlds, who is so undisturbed that he can remain steady as you manipulate your different energies? This is Ramananda Roy speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 200. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Actually, you are speaking through my mouth and at the same time you are listening. This is very mysterious. Anyway, kindly hear the explanation of the process by which the goal can be attained. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami has advised us to hear about Krishna from a Vaishnava. He has explicitly forbidden us to hear from an Avaishnava. A Vaishnava makod ghinam putam hari katam rita shravanam naiva kartavyam sapachistam yuta paya. Thus quoting from Padma Purana, Srila Sanatana Goswami warns that one should not hear anything about Krishna from an Avaishnava, however great a mundane scholar he may be. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna given by an Avaishnava are also poisonous. However, because a Vaishnava is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his talks are spiritually potent. In the Bhagavad Gita 10.10, the Supreme Lord says, Tesam satatam yoktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayante te. To those who are constantly devoted to worshipping me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. When a pure Vaishnava speaks, he speaks perfectly. How is this? Listen to this sentence. His speech is managed by Krishna himself from within the heart. Srila Ramananda Roy accepts this benediction from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he admits that whatever he was speaking was not derived from his own intelligence. Rather, everything was coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Savasya chaham riddhi sanivisto mata smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedascha sarva aham eva vejo vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham vedavid. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. All intelligence emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the super soul within the heart of everyone. Non-devotees want to ask the Supreme Lord for sense gratification. Therefore, non-devotees come under the influence of Maya, the illusory energy. A devotee, however, is directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and comes under the influence of Yoga Maya. Consequently, there is a gulf of difference between statements made by a devotee and those made by a non-devotee. Mora mukha vakta tumi tumi hao shota achantara hasha shuna sadanera kota. Om ajnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshusun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prisabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Jai Jagannath. So this mysterious process that Krishna is speaking through the mouth of Ramananda Roy and listening. In the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Maharaj Pariksit says, I wish I had millions of ears So then I could hear the glories of Krishna. So what does it mean? Was he going to have millions of years and sit in class? We wouldn't be able to fit him in the room. That's it. But what it means is that Vaishnav Chakravarti Thakur explains that he wants to be able to listen to Vaishnavas all over the universe, wherever they're speaking about Krishna. And why is that? See, the dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam, the glories of Krishna, or your devotion from Krishna, whatever bhakti you have, it's hidden in your heart. I can't see it. You cannot tell someone until they speak. So it means that when the Vaishnava speaks, a real Vaishnava, then the bhakti, the love, is able to be heard from the ear. So that is the whole idea, that Shravanam Kirtanam means when the devotee speaks, then by listening, you are able to get some bhakti for yourself. Because in the next verse, Maharaj Prithu is speaking to the four Kumaras, or he's speaking to Lord Vishnu, I think. He says that when the devotee speaks, the sound mixes with the saffron particles from his lotus feet. And that those saffron particles, they are, the dust falls in your heart through the channel of the ear. And we know in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, says that those ears that do not listen to the prowess, to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're like ears of a snake. Yeah, snake, really, I don't know how much it hears, a snake. It doesn't seem to have ears. A snake would look funny with a pair of ears. So, snake. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Anchalila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes one verse. He says, if you haven't listened to, if you haven't heard Krishna's flute playing, or you haven't heard the talks of Krishna with his devotees, then your ears, your ear hole is like a broken conch shell. So you imagine when the conch shell is broken, there's no hole anymore. It's just pieces of pottery. So we have to see from two angles of vision. One, we are conditioned souls. And in the process of being a conditioned soul, trying to be a devotee, Srila Prabhupada says that even in the midst of your conditional life, you should practice this Shravanam Kirtanam. Even though you are full number one, full of material desires, you're materially thinking about your bodily conception of life, give me this, give me that, I need this. Sometimes you might even pray to Krishna for a material thing. Prabhupada said, that's all right. Don't do it too much. Don't do it again and again. And they say, if you do it, then Krishna may fulfill all your desire just once. Then if you come again and say, well, last time you did this, can you give me something more? Then Krishna will get angry, upset. He'll think you're a foolish person. So you should pray to Krishna for more purification of heart, that you can understand him, that you can go forward in your spiritual life. But what the point I'm making that... what point was I making? Go backwards. Hearing. Yeah. Yeah, you go to Krishna for everything. He'll help you even in your material life. This is a devotee. A devotee approaches Krishna for permission to do anything. If he wants to go traveling, if he wants to get married, if he wants to buy a new house, he comes to his worshipful deity. If he wants to do some service, he asks for permission. This is a personal relationship with Krishna. It's polite, respectful. So ask Krishna for everything. This is a good platform. I've forgotten what I was saying, you know. Ears. Yeah, thousands of years. Yes, from the other point of view. That's right, thank you. So we have to see from two points of view. One is that we're a conditioned soul, trying to go forward. And the Shastra is very heavy. Shastra is very heavy. If you don't do this, you're going to be stuck in the cycle of birth and death forever, taking birth in another womb and another womb, and you're going to have old age, you're going to have disease, you're going to stay in this material world for thousands of lifetimes. So the Shastra is like that. It's heavy. It's warning us. Dharma Projita Kaitava. Don't do your Dharma for material reason. Do your Dharma for spiritual purification. Dharma Kaitava Atra. This Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out all cheating religion, all materially motivated religious idea. What does it want you to do? Shravanam Kirtanam. Shama Evahi Kevalam. If you don't develop attraction for Krishna and his pastimes, or his incarnations and their pastimes, then your life is useless. So you have to hear the glories of Krishna. This is what the Bhagavatam is saying over and over and over again. Shrinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana. Even if you don't know anything, you just hear about Krishna, your piety will increase. And when your piety increases, your consciousness becomes purified, chaitodapana marjana, and you are able to understand more and more about Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said a third-class devotee must come to the second-class platform, and he does this by hearing. And this knowledge is based on sound Vedanta principles, just like this verse is there. So that's from one point of view. Shastra is warning us. You're suffering in this material world. This material world is illusion. This body didn't exist some time ago. And in the future, the body will not exist. So why are you putting all your thinking, feeling, and willing into this temporary identity? Instead, you cultivate your eternal spiritual identity. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. Nichera Krishna Das. I'm eternal servant of Krishna. So, this is one angle of vision. And the other angle of vision, you find in the later verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you haven't heard Krishna's flute. You're crazy. Your ears are like a broken conch shell. They're like a blocked up hole. It has no use. Your eyes have not seen Krishna. What is the purpose of your eyes? Why do you even exist? You haven't smelt the fragrance of Krishna's body? What is the purpose of your nose? Like that. So the Shastra says, if you want to stay in this material world, don't go to see Govinda playing his flute. Don't go. Don't come and see Radha Gokulananda. You want material sense gratification, enjoyment, illusion? Don't come to the temple see Radha Gokulananda. Because Radha Gokulananda, by seeing them, you'll become more and more and more purified. And they'll take everything material conception of life away from you. Finished. You'll only want to be a devotee. You see, sometimes the children of devotees, they become Krishna conscious. They start coming to Mangalati and going to Harinam and book distribution. And then they come to their parents and say, "You're in Maya." The parents have been preaching to them all their life, "Be a devotee, please." See the juxtaposition. This is funny. So, Hare Krishna. Dharma sunustita. Paro dharma. You do this paro dharma. Don't worry about any other dharma. Krishna says, sarva dharma pritchaja. You don't have to perform any other religious rituals, ceremonies, punyas, anything. You just do bhakti. And everything will be supplied by Krishna. He'll look after you. He'll take control. Proportionally, the more you surrender to Krishna, the more he will take control of your life. He will help you. He will protect you. He's the kindest person. Svalpapa yasya dharmasya. Just a little bit of bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada explains about this hearing over and over again, that devotional service begins with hearing, begins by submissive hearing. Sometimes we give a class, I was in Brighton on Friday night, we gave a class that if you just do bhakti, then everything is fine. You surrender. If you surrender to Krishna, then you don't need to do anything else. So then this devotee said, "But wait a minute, what if I do this?" At the end of class, he asked a question, and it wasn't clear suddenly. He wanted to do something for his career. So that's all right. But the whole point, proportionately, when your consciousness becomes purified, you realize that you have no other duty other than Krishna consciousness. And that is the only way you can satisfy yourself. Savai punso paro dharma yato bhakti adoksaje ahoitaki apratihatim yayatma suprasiditi. You want to be satisfied, you want to be happy, the only way is to become a devotee. So in the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Nigalma kalpa taro galitam palam sukha amrita drava sangyutam. Sukadev Goswami is such a glorious speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada says it's not because he simply repeated what he heard from his father Vyasadeva. He didn't just repeat it, but he actually made it more easily digestible for the modern, for his audience. And the word is drava samyutam. It means a semi-solid object, more easily swallowable. So something when you eat mango or there's that sitapal. You eat sitapal, it's like a mango type something. It's very easy to swallow. You don't even need to chew it. If you've got loads of it, you'll just keep eating loads. And you can get some nice boils at the end of the... So, it happens in Mayapur. Devotees eat too many mangoes in the summer season. By August, September, they have boils. Hare Krishna. Come in, maybe people can move forward and a little bit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare. So, Nigama Kalpa Toro Galitam. So there is a fruit, apparently, I think it's a pomegranate fruit, that when the parrot cracks the skin of the pomegranate, then it becomes more ripe, more sweet, more relishable. That's a mystical thing in itself. So Shukadeva Goswami, he took the Bhagavatam from his father, and then he spoke, and then what he spoke was written down, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanumaka Ki Jai. Pribhatar Bhagavatam. Vikriditam Vrajabhadubiritam Javishnu Shadanvitan Nushriniyada Tavanayaja Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhyakamam Ridrogamashva Abahonoti Chira Dhira. So these topics about Krishna are like waves of nectar. And from this point of view, we should see what is anarta nivritti, arta pravritti. We have to get rid of our material ideas, and we have to take this nectar through the ear. So the more we hear about Krishna's pastimes, the more we'll be able to think about them, and the more our heart will become purified. Cheto dharpana marjanam. So that we have no taste for this, unfortunately, because we're too much materially entangled. Sat Krishna nama charita pi taps avidya pitopatapta. So the allegory is given that the tongue has a disease, doesn't taste Krishna's name because of material conditioning. But still, the process is to keep doing it. You don't have to do any jnana, vairagya, anything like that. You just have to perform devotional service through the ear and through the tongue by chanting and hearing and glorifying Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada says that this glorification of Krishna cannot be done by a non-devotee. And what is the proof that all these things are going on? Is that in India you see thousands and thousands of people come to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from materialistic speakers who are very perfectly well ornamented language. They speak very nicely. But there's no effect in the heart because they're not devotees. So then the people leave the recitation, they go about their material life. See? And but Prabhupada says that even if you hear about Krishna consciousness from someone who isn't a nice speaker, who has rough speech, there's an effect because they're sincere devotees. And that affects the other person. So when we go on Sankirtan and distribute books, by our words, people's hearts become affected. Sometimes devotees, they meet someone who doesn't want a book. He's a bit stubborn, a little slightly antagonistic. But by just a few words, sometimes they change. They completely change and they say, I'll take the book after all. So just by the words of the Sankirtan devotee, because he is purified living entity, he's a devotee. Purification takes place and they submit to Krishna in that moment. So this submission to Krishna cannot be taken lightly. So this sound vibration from the heart of a sincere devotee and proportionately affects the heart. And by hearing Krishna's pastimes, one becomes free from lust, one free from materialism, like that. That is the medicine. That is the medicine for our material life. The pastimes of Krishna are like the ornament on the ear. Satam prasango mama viri samvido. They're very pleasing to the heart. Bhavanti ritkana rasayanakata. Rasayanakata. Rasayan is a type of medicine. So we have to take this medicine. And the other thing is that the materialist, he takes credit. He takes credit for himself. I am such a big speaker. I am so wonderful. But even Sukadev Goswami, when he's about to speak, he says, may Krishna be kind enough to decorate my statements. So Sukadev Goswami is the greatest Paramahansa, but he's praying to Krishna, please decorate my statements. Help me to glorify you. So when Lord Narada Muni asks Lord Brahma about creation, then Lord Brahma tells him the technical details of creation and how he is just a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, creating on his behalf. And then he says, now I will recite one after another the incarnations of Krishna. That's in chapter 8 of Srimad Bhagavatam, or 7. And then he summarizes the incarnations. Because by hearing about them, one is purified and ready to understand more and more and more. When Narada Muni's little Dhruva is in the forest, Narada Muni gives him a mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. He says, you also meditate on the incarnations of Krishna. So the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is a presentation of Krishna and his incarnations. And by hearing this subject matter, we will be able to make spiritual advancement, proper spiritual advancement, not some speculative idea. Narada Muni, when he goes to see Krishna in the palaces, he speaks this amazing prayer, Jivasya yana samsarito vimokchanam najanato nata vihacharidita lila avaratai swaprasha pradipakam. Says the Lord, the living entity cannot know anything about you because he's in ignorance. Samsarito, he's in the cycle of birth and death and he's suffering due to this material body. But your avatars, your lila avatars, they show the way by the blazing torch of their fame. They show the proper path. That's an amazing verse. Lila avaratai. So Krishna's incarnations is to show us the path of spiritual life, which means devotional service, that you're a worshipper of Krishna. This is the constitutional position of all living entities. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Ye lila amrita bine kaya yadi anapayi. That if one does not hear the pastimes of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, one will fall down. So you're doing all these things. You're doing service, cleaning temple room, deity worship, chanting your japa, doing all sorts of service for this ISKCON movement. And in London, there's no place in the world like London and England. So many devotees. It's practically outside of India, it's the number one most active place in the world. You can have a program here every night. The temple room will be packed with a different group of devotees. So many devotees in London. Last night was at Sower Street. We arrived at 5 p.m. The temple room was packed. The restaurant was packed. We came back at 9 p.m. The restaurant was packed. The temple room was packed. You couldn't even get in the door. Very, very successful Krishna consciousness in London. But if you want to make progress, don't think that all this external service and doing everything and working hard and everything will help you to reach Krishna consciousness. You have to hear the pastimes of Krishna. You have to hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And furthermore, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, if you mix them together, then you'll get the sweetest taste. If you hear them both. And Krishna Das Kaviraj also says, if you don't understand in the beginning, you just hear and hear and hear again. And if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, a wonderful, wonderful thing will happen in your heart. But it takes time. So you have to apply yourself to the process. This is what is said here. You cannot reach the goal unless one practices the process. Sadhana means practice. And sadhya means the goal. So what is the goal of sadhana? Who knows? Who's doing sadhana, first of all? Who's chanting Hare Krishna every day? Huh? Yes, Bhav. So you're chanting Hare Krishna, but you have to know what the goal is. If you want to make an apple pie, you have to know what an apple pie is. If you're in the kitchen cutting the apples, but you don't know what it is, then what's it? So the goal of Krishna consciousness, goal of your sadhana, to attain bhav. Attain bhav. Bhav means ecstatic emotional love of Godhead. Intense emotional love of Godhead. And there are many things you can say. I'm not a scholar, so I cannot say. But bhav is basically where you are liberated from any idea of material happiness in this world, and you're completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Hearing, chanting about Krishna, and your heart is so affected by your attraction to Krishna that you suffer emotional separation. Any moment you cannot think of Krishna, you feel that is the greatest loss, that is the greatest disaster if you forget Krishna for one moment. This is the wonderful effects of hearing and chanting about Krishna. And this chanting, this glorification of Krishna is done through hearing and chanting, hearing from devotees and chanting Hare Krishna. So we could have some discussion now, and then we could say something about Lord Jagannath and Snan Yatra. Hare Krishna. So does anyone have any points for discussion? Srinivas Prabhu? First, I saw him first.
Hare Krishna. So Snan Yatra is the time when Lord Jagannath appeared in this world, right?
Ah. Is it?
Yeah. From what I heard.
I don't know. Never heard that. We're taking questions and comments about this verse in purport first, and then we'll talk about Snan Yatra to finish off. Is that okay? Vrindavan Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. I just wanted to get your reflections on this analogy that to hear from a non-devotee is like drinking milk touched by the lips of a serpent. You said that when we hear from a non-devotee, then there's no effect on the heart. It's just like hearing, but this, it doesn't touch the heart. But this metaphor goes to another extreme. It actually pollutes the heart. Not only doesn't have the effect, it pollutes the heart. So I was just wondering what that actually means. I mean, the only thing I could think of was if a Mayavadi speaks, he could contaminate you with the Mayavadi philosophy. But what if one is not a Mayavadi and is not a devotee? Does this metaphor still apply?
I think it's proportionate to the degrees of envy they have in their heart. And the Mayavadis are very special because they have Vedic knowledge and they know about Krishna. So they're particularly poisonous. Just like one time I met someone on the street and I was discussing with him and I said, Krishna is the most beautiful person. He said, no, my French girlfriend is the most beautiful person. So it didn't contaminate me too much. But the day I meet a Mayavadi on the street and he's all friendly and nice and we talk about Krishna, he knows a little something. But then he makes some comment or quickly I can understand this person knows about Krishna but thinks Krishna is a manifestation of illusion or some type of manifestation of a higher, non-personal, this is more contaminating, especially since he tricked me that he was friendly and into Krishna consciousness. Then I may become angry. This is like that. But for a neophyte devotee or a weak devotee or a third class devotee, if he hears Mayavadi philosophy spoken very nicely based on Vedanta, then his faith, because it's not very strong, it can become affected. He also can become impersonalist, have more tendency to impersonalist. This is the danger of staying as a third-class devotee. You take association from materialists, and the materialists, everyone is a Mayavadi practically in this material world. Only the devotees have a clear understanding that the absolute truth is a person. So any association is bad, but it's proportionate. And you have a point on that, Prayojan Prabhu?
It's one of the offences to speak to those people that's antagonistic. Not only is it dangerous for them, it's dangerous for you because you could ruin their, and also your chances. That's why it's an offense to speak to those who are antagonistic, because you're ruining their chances if you're not very careful, and yours. You mustn't persevere.
Avoid the envious. Yeah. Very good. Harini Devi Dasi, you had a point, question, something?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. So my question is, do you have any advice for us to become more surrendered, or to become surrendered, actually?
You have to do everything from our own personal... We have to have our intelligence convinced, philosophically, intellectually. We have to be intelligent, and we have to understand this philosophy very soundly, because we are... Can you stop that? We are on a path to old age, disease and death. Everything is temporary, everything illusory. So if we don't surrender even basically, then we fall into Maya for millions of lifetimes. So surrender means to apply your intelligence in the beginning. And then as you become purified, Krishna will one day reach your heart and give it a little squeeze. And when you feel Krishna's love in your heart, then you'll surrender. And again, you'll forget Krishna's love. And again, you have to apply yourself to the process. So Krishna, once he's got you, he really doesn't let you go. Then it's only you that will walk away, even though you know better. So we have to be intelligent, become purified, become fixed up in our intelligence, and then we will surrender at least externally, and then eventually the real surrender will come when we're spiritually strong. Then you'll be like a fully blossomed flower, and then the fruit will come and Krishna will come and eat that fruit to its heart. He'll enjoy loving relationship with his finally liberated devotees. But it's like a long distance runner. You know, who can understand the loneliness of a long distance runner? Especially these cross country. You seen these cross country guys? They're in North Yorkshire on the moors in the winter. They're all on their own and they've got to finish the... How lonely must it be?
It's hard.
You've done it, right?
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's very lonely sometimes. So sadhana is like that. It's a long, long journey and you have to be determined and struggle, and Krishna sometimes tests you. So many times he'll test you. Because your Krishna is the most valuable thing. He's not cheap. So we have to go through the rigorous process of this process, sadhana bhakti. Balani Mai Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. In the ordinary sense, we understand that intelligence is a symptom of... Sorry, speech is a symptom of the intelligence. And that if someone... whatever someone's contemplating is coming out through their mouth. But at the same time, you said that at the beginning that a pure Vaishnava is... their intelligence becomes taken over almost by Krishna. So is that something that only like a pure devotee like Ramananda Roy could do, like tap into Krishna's will? Or is that something that we have access to even in the conditioned state?
Yeah, it's proportionate. As soon as someone takes up to bhakti, as soon as he understands Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surrenders, then from that moment, practically, then if he speaks about Krishna... There's tiny little bhakti is there. So from Shraddha, we get faith as a qualification for bhakti, and we get prema after following the process. Eventually we get prema, long journey. So prema is in Shraddha. There's a little prema there. There's a little bhakti is there in the beginning. The goal and the process are kind of one in a way. So immediately, so proportionately to his purification, his advancement, it's all proportionate. So it's there at the beginning, immediately. That's why when you joined in the 70s, they give you a book bag on the day you shave your head. Here's a book, well, not Mataji's, but men shave your head. Here's the books, go. They're in ecstasy, they go. And then you joined in the 90s, did 3 months back to program. I don't know what they did in the 80s. Anyone know? So 3 months back to program and then go. So how is it that you can go out and preach to the conditioned souls the first day you join, or within 3 months, the greatest philosophy in the world's ever seen? Because you have bhakti. You can do it. Premanava.
Yeah, we could say the difference between a non-devotee preaching and a devotee preaching is that when a devotee preaches, he knows the audience. He knows where the audience is at. And his aim of preaching is to actually help the audience, to help change the audience's heart. Whereas a non-devotee doesn't have that focus. And like you said, it's like it's, if you preach the very esoteric subject matters to someone who's not qualified, because it said that only a Madhyamadhikari should hear very esoteric subject matters of Krishna.
That's a good point.
Especially Rasa Leela.
That's a good point.
So generally the professional reciters, they go straight to the top, to the Rasa Leela, Madhurya Ras. And then that also has a negative effect on the audience consciousness.
Actually, Prabhupada said increases their lust, which is the opposite.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what it's meant to do.
If you're not qualified. So it said only a Madhyam should hear the esoteric subject matters.
Sure. Yeah, that's a very good point. So when you hear Krishna's pastimes from non-devotees, however ornamentally, however beautiful their language is, and however much they remember all the leelas and all this and that, not only will it have no effect, but it will increase the lust of the audience, which is the total opposite of what it's meant to do. Vikriditam brajit badubiritam cha Vishnu. By hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Vishnu, his playful affairs with the gopis in Vrindavan, the disease of the heart is removed, and pure devotional service, bhakti param pratilabhya kamam, the bhakti awakens. Yasyam vai sruyamanayam krishne paramapurase bhakti upajate pungsa shoka moha beapaha. Just by hearing the Bhagavatam, this feeling for loving devotional service to the Parampurush Krishna springs from the heart, and all material miseries, misfortune is destroyed. But unfortunately, if you don't go through the proper channel, take advice from the devotees, and hear the Bhagavatam from devotees, do little punya, little tapas, little penance should be there. If you jump straight to this Rasa Leela, have no effect. It have the opposite effect.
Point. That just shows you how amazingly powerful Srila Prabhupada was, still is, that he preached Krishna consciousness to, you know, dog eaters, really. Malechas. And he changed them to Vaishnavas.
Jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody? Anybody have anything else? Yes, Matiji. Do you want to wait for the mic? Just for the internet. You see, they want to hear your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for the lecture. I was just wondering. You partly answered, I think, to the question. But I was, just the other day, I think, I was kind of trying to preach. But it's a bit, sometimes a bit tough. So I was just thinking, should I just wait when I have Bhav in my heart, or just, try to do it along with...
No, you can tell anyone about Krishna according to your realization. But you have to wait for them to be reciprocal, to be ready. So if you try to teach someone who's not willing, then that's not going to work. You have to, but by your intelligence, you can create that readiness a little bit by your behavior, by giving them prasada, by telling them something neutral. And then if they want to know more, then when they ask the first question, then you're ready. But don't say too much. So you have to judge. It's like if you're feeding a baby. When the When the baby doesn't want any more, it starts to regurgitate. So you have to observe. Now this is enough. Actually, less is more. Less is more. We tend, you know, we meet someone, oh, you know, it's Mahavishnu and he's expanded three Vishnus, millions of universes, and you're the super soul and his incarnations and Mahaprakriti, you know. It's like, wow, I just came to buy a loaf of bread, you know. So we have to be little. And then after they go away, they'll think about it. What's that called? Assimilation. What were you going to say? Manana. So they'll assimilate it, and then they'll, next time they see you, they'll want to know more. So everyone, you can talk about Krishna to everyone, but just be very careful. And those who are not, they're envious, you don't talk to them. Avoid them. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Wait, just wait 1 second.
I just want to ask you, you know, sometimes you get ecstasy when you are praying. Would that meet Krishna at a certain time or no?
If you feel ecstasy when you're praying to the deity,
praying to Krishna, deity,
will that bring you to Krishna?
To Krishna.
Yes, of course. But you have to keep doing it.
But the only way it can be done is by bhajan, by singing kirtan of Krishna only. That's the only time we can get ecstasy. Otherwise, I don't get any ecstasy.
Uh-huh. So then chant all the time then.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. You got the mic, buddy.
Thank you.
Can anyone find out what the schedule is with Jagannath arriving and everything? Yeah, but...
9 o'clock.
Okay, so we should stop soon and get ready. Thank you.
Just reflection on the discussion. From my limited understanding, I understand that so when Srila Prabhupada was speaking, it was like fire cannons blazing, lighting up the bhakti in everyone's hearts. But if there was a materialist speaking, then it would be like machine guns blazing with materialism further contaminating everyone's hearts.
Yes. That's perfect. Perfect understanding. Prabhupada said that when the pure devotee speaks, then you immediately remember your relationship with Krishna. The living entity awakens and immediately remembers. So when you hear Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada lectures, which I hope we all do, we all put a Prabhupada lecture on sometimes in our life regularly, because when you hear from Prabhupada, everything becomes totally clear. There's not one room for doubt. Everything is totally 100%. No one can be a better speaker than Srimad Bhagavatam, than Krishna consciousness, than Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so we'll just finish up very quickly. I will say very few words about Snan Yatra. Well, hardly anything actually, but we'll just say that imagine you're living in Puri, you're a great devotee. Twice a day you go to the temple to see Jagannath. So when the Snan Yatra happens, Jagannath is not available for 15 days. So everyone in Puri, they're used to go to see Jagannath every day. Vaishnava is supposed to go to the temple twice a day. And for that 15 days, they're feeling great separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that after Snan Yatra, when Jagannath was not available to be seen, he went to Alalanath about 14 miles away and felt the same separation as the gopis felt in Vrindavan when Krishna left to Mathura. So this separation with Pralamba is very nice feeling that you can feel now because you're in the material world and Krishna is very, 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 very long way away in Goloka Vrindavan. So you can feel separation from Krishna. Especially when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Don't chant mechanically as a dutiful thing, but try to put in your feelings into your chanting. Be attentive, extremely attentive, and aspire for another level. Krishna consciousness means to take lots of little small steps to reach the goal. Now Krishna, Jagannath, he's like a blue lotus flower. But it's not an ordinary blue lotus flower. It's never came from the water. It's never been splashed by the river water and contaminated. It's never been enjoyed by bees, swarms of bees enjoying the fragrance. Never. And it is a wonderful thing that's never seen before. It has come from the lake of Yashoda. This is Krishna. Jai Jagannath. Jagannath has very big lotus eyes. So just like the lotus grows above the water, Jagannath's eyes, they see everything in all times and all places. They're never affected by the material world. They see everything. Jagannath has lotus eyes. So may Jagannath Swami, who is like a beautiful bluish-blackish lotus, may he be the object of our vision. Hare Krishna. Jai Jagannath Swami. Ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Dai Gopremanandini.